Yes, sir. What is your name?
My name is Herman Dominguez.
Okay, hold on one moment, Mr. Dominguez. Who's going to do? Honorable Miss Windhouse will serve as your lead panelist at this time, sir.
A what?
She will chair your hearing, so just hold on.
Mr. Dominguez?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
My name is Herman Dominguez, number 276872.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing, and this is concerning the two allegations that are on your warrant of arrest. I see that you signed a form on April 12th that notified you about this hearing today. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or will you be representing yourself today?
Yeah, I don't have no attorney, so it's myself.
Representing yourself? Okay. I'd like to introduce you to the board members conducting hearing today. We have three members today. We have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, who's our board chairman, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be chairing the hearing today. Also with us in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he will represent the Department of Corrections and your parole officer in today's hearing.
All right.
So I need to swear both you and Mr. Westby in. So Mr. Dominguez and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Dominguez?
Yeah.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Dominguez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Dominguez, I'm going to read these two allegations to you, and as I read each one, I need you to tell me at the end if it's true or false. So we'll start phase one of your hearing. Mr. Dominguez, you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about March 19, 2018, per the task lab report dated March 20th, 2018. Mr. Dominguez, is that true or false?
Yeah, it's true.
That's true? Okay,
yeah.
Sir. And the other allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 6, as demonstrated by your being in possession and control of a firearm on or about March 9th, 2018 in Maricopa County. Mr. Dominguez, is this true or false?
That's true. Well, they have, I've seen the evidence they have on me. The CO3 here showed me.
Okay, so that's true?
Well, yeah, well, I can't lie if they have images of it.
Okay, sir. Well, if it's true, it's true. So, based on Mr. Dominguez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal, and agreed by Dr. White. Okay, Mr. Dominguez, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your community supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line, and we'll be back in just a minute to talk with you some more.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Westby?
On January 31st, 2018, Mr. Dominguez was released from DOC. He was arrested March 27th, 2018 by DOC staff for no charges. He was back in DOC custody that same day, with a projected CCD of October 29th, 2018, zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, burglary, second degree, 3.5 years. Prior convictions, 2012, disorderly conduct, 3 counts, each for 3 years. This is the second term of DOC. CUIR score, 3.3. Mental health score, 1. Substance abuse score, 2. With no gang information noted, prior term of supervision, 2014, TIS release, arrested on current offense, reached CCD in custody. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs and alcohol noted. Other arrest, 2010, damage public property, Arizona, guilty under sanction. 2012, aggravated assault, Arizona, juvenile detention. His community risk score is G3B4.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Mr. Dominguez, I'm looking at your case supervision summary. It looks like you were released to go to 1041 North 43rd Avenue, apartment number 2048 in Phoenix. Is that right, sir?
That's my current release.
Oh, that's where you live now? Okay.
Yeah, it's actually 1401.
1401. Oh, I said it wrong. Who lives there besides you?
As far as just my mom, my sister, and my little brother.
Okay, so this is your mom, this is your family, your sister
yes,
and
ma'am.
Brother. Okay. All right, and let's see, you were working at, it looks like possibly, first you were at Broadway Metal Recycling, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then concrete.
Yeah, it's called GMS Concrete.
Okay.
53rd Avenue, Mojave.
Okay, were you still working there?
Yeah, I was currently employed. I was still working while I got incarcerated and everything, but I got a hold of my boss and everything and talked to him, and if I were to get reinstated or when I do get released, that he'd still have the job for me right there.
Oh, good. So you have concrete finishing skills, or what do you do for that?
Well, I was actually a laborer. I had got that job through the job center at the parole office.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's a good thing. That's a good skill to have, or good business to be in, because there's all this construction going on here.
Yeah.
So that you always have work. Looks like you were referred to task, and you had to call in. There were a few here, February 12th, 28th, that you didn't submit because you were supposed to, but you didn't. And then it looks like there were three different times, February 13th, March 1st, and March 19th. That tested positive for THC. So what was going on there?
Well, to be sincerely honest, I know what I did. I did have two failures of drug, and then I did have three dirty UAs.
And what was that about?
I don't really know. You know, I just can't, I'm not going to say nothing, you know, like, I did end up getting my medical marijuana card and stuff, but, like, I'm young and everything, and like, I don't really be stressing about stuff and like that. I don't really know what to say.
Okay.
As far as that, I'm not the type to take my sorrow out on drugs or, like, use my background for people to feel bad for me. I'm not that type of person.
So why did you use the drugs then?
I don't know, just like, it eases me. I come home, basically like my job was pretty hard, you know? I'd arrive at work from 5:30, I get out around 3 o'clock, and then it's like real hard labor in the sun and everything, so like, I just come home and I'd be like stressed or tired, and then I'd smoke, and that eases me.
Okay, sir. I'm gonna see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Does anybody have a question? Okay, Mr. Dominguez, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to do that without repeating what you've already told us. Is there anything else the board should know?
Well, as far as what? Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, as far as what would they want to hear?
Just anything else you think is important for us to know.
Well, really, just like if I were to get reinstated and if I were to get another opportunity, that I'd be willing to do anything. Like, I'd continue my classes every Monday to my parole's over, and if anything, I'd be willing to go to the MRC program every weekend to my mom's parole or whatever. Anything, I'd be willing to just do anything. Halfway house, it wouldn't matter. I'd be, like I said, I finished my CHC. I was still going. After I got found dirty, I got assigned to the CHC from Monday. Every Monday, I'd go from 5:30 to 7. And then when I got found out dirty this time, they're gonna send me to this MRC program over there by Double Mountain for that weekend. But like, if it would be necessary, I'd be willing to do anything, just about anything, just to get back out and just prove you guys different. Even if it were to, for me to stop all kinds of substances in general, just to prove, because I believe actions speak more than words. And I know I messed up and everything, but like, these are just words coming from my mouth. I'd rather show you guys what I'm capable of instead of these words. I'm pretty sure you guys have heard this who knows how many times.
Okay, and, thank you, sir.
Because that's pretty much it, I gotta say.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Dominguez, the board is gonna go into discussion. And while the board's in discussion, we just ask that you remain silent. Remain on the phone there and listen to the discussion, and then we'll be back shortly with a decision for you.
All right.
All right, the board is now in discussion. Mr. Dominguez was working, to his credit. However, he makes no excuses and no bones about the fact that he continued to use marijuana while he was on supervision. And he, I'm not hearing any intent on his part to stop using marijuana as he went and got a marijuana card. Whether or not that's been approved by his parole officer is unknown. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Okay, hearing no input from fellow board members, I'm going to move to, based on information in warrant number 2018W0890, our conversation with Mr. Dominguez, information provided by Mr. Westby, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Dominguez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by continuing to use marijuana while he was on community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
All right. It's motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed by Dr. Wright. Mr. Dominguez, you heard the board's discussion. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. We currently show a release date of approximately October 29th of this year, sir. So you were released at that time, on or about that day, and you won't have any supervision. You won't have a parole officer to worry about. You'll be free to do whatever you choose to do. We wish you the best, sir, and hope to never see you back in Orange again, sir. Okay. This concludes your hearing. If you'd give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, well, can I say one last thing?
You may.
Well, if anything, you know, like, I appreciate you guys for the chance. You know, I don't know if it really mattered or anything, but if anything, I just really want to apologize to my parole officer if I caused any damage to her or if I made her look bad in any way. I know that I got revoked and everything right now, but like I said, I'm just really trying to be a better person, and I just want to give my apologies to her for fouling her in any way.
Well, thank you, sir.
I made her look bad.
We'll ask Mr. Westby to pass that along to her.
All right.
So thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.